Well, I'll have to admit, I didn't realize that federal officials were actually tracking somehow the number of people who leave their leave their jobs. So that kind of took me by surprise, and was hoping you could help us out with that to explain why that information is tracked and why it's important, and why it looks like we're apparently setting records in that regard in the last few months.
Well, what's happened in our labor markets in the United States has been very interesting. During the recession period of 2009 and 10, people held on to their jobs and they didn't quit them. And a number of people left the marketplace, the job market generally. What's happened as we have gone through our recovery is the first thing we saw is people get off of the bench and get back into the marketplace looking for work. The second thing we see, as employers have not been raising wages, is that people look around, and if they think there's a good opportunity elsewhere that pays higher, they'll quit their jobs. But they'll only do that if they feel reasonably comfortable that the market is secure and that jumping from one employer to the other will give them a wage increase and that they'll be safe or relatively safe and stable where they're going to. It really speaks volumes about how our labor market has really turned around, and we are seeing the participation rate, the percentage of workers in the market go up. We see, actually, as the article points out, more jobs available than there are workers, seemingly, and then we're also seeing people get off of the bench and get back into the marketplace. So it's a pretty robust jobs situation overall in the United States right now.
Yeah, I take it this is not necessarily good news for employers, because I would guess that it means they're going to have to pay more, add to benefits to attract qualified workers.
Absolutely. For employers, for many years the market has been very favorable to them. They got their kind of pick of who they employed, and they didn't have to make wages go up. But now, as the market tightens, employers now are in a situation where they're going to have to pay more. They're going to have to work to retain their employees that they value highly. It's a challenging market, particularly in places like Nashville, where unemployment is quite low. It's a very difficult market, particularly for those employers that employ more at the low end. They're going to see turnover, and they're going to see challenges to retain employees.
Yeah. It appears that these numbers perhaps took some economists by surprise. We're kind of apparently in record territory here. Haven't seen this many people changing jobs since, I guess, turn of the century.
Yes, and indeed, that's a sign of the confidence that employees have that, they look at their job and say, I'm not going to get much of a raise around here because nobody seems to get raises much anymore. My best bet to increase my income is to go someplace else. And if they feel the market is solid enough and stable enough, then they can quit, get that other job, take the higher pay, and move on up the scale.
Yeah, I guess the last question I should ask is about any possible threats to, that good news, at least for employees, for the workforce. Are there any threats out there to these conditions? I'm thinking specifically of the, growing, looming possibility of a trade war.
That's absolutely so. And one of the concerns that I think any economist would have is we've been in recovery now for a long time. About 7 or 8 years. Recoveries go for so long, and then eventually there's another downturn. The question is, when will the downturn come, and will the trade issues that are emerging now perhaps be the spark that will bring us into a down cycle? Nobody knows. We just know that economic upturns eventually turn down at some point, and when that happens, we'll probably see fewer people quit. And the labor market change.
All right, Dr. Borchers, appreciate your taking time to talk, and all the best.
Always good to talk with you. Feel free to call anytime. I'm really enjoy talking with you. Well, what's happened in our labor markets in the United States has been very interesting. During the recession period of 2009 and 10, people held on to their jobs and they didn't quit them. What's happened as we have gone through our recovery is that people look around, and if they think there's a good opportunity elsewhere that pays higher, they'll quit their jobs. But they'll only do that if they feel reasonably comfortable that the market is secure and that jumping from one employer to the other will give them a wage increase and that they'll be safe or relatively safe and stable where they're going to.
Yeah, I take it this is not necessarily good news for employers.
For many years, the market has been very favorable to them. They got their kind of pick of who they employed, and they didn't have to make wages go up. But now, as the market tightens, employers now are in a situation where they're going to have to pay more. They're going to have to work to retain their employees that they value highly. It's a challenging market, particularly in places like Nashville, where unemployment is quite low.
Yeah, I guess the last question I should ask is about any possible threats to, that good news, at least for employees, for the workforce. I'm thinking specifically of the, growing, looming possibility of a trade war.
That's absolutely so. And one of the concerns that I think any economist would have is we've been in recovery now for a long time, about, 7 or 8 years. Recoveries go for so long, and then eventually there's another downturn. The question is, when will the downturn come, and will the trade issues that are emerging now perhaps be the spark that will bring us into a down cycle? Nobody knows. We just know that economic upturns eventually turn down at some point, and when that happens, we'll probably see fewer people quit and the labor market change.